California voters are heading to the polls today, we wanted to find out what kind of advances have been made in voting technology. Joining us, as she does on most Tuesdays here on Day to Day, is technology writer Shani Jardin. Hello, Shani.
Hello, Alex.
So, quick history. After the problems of the 2000 presidential election and the recounting of the votes in Florida, there's a lot of talk about fixing the voting system. And what's happened?
Well, a lot of people are talking about and working on electronic voting systems, and that would essentially do for politics what ATM machines did for our banking systems. In October 2002, Congress passed the Help America Vote Act, people call it HAVA for short, which establishes a program to provide funds to states to upgrade outdated voting technologies. But there are concerns about moving too quickly to fully electronic or fully internet-based systems.
One of the things that's puzzling to me about this new way of voting is that people are already voting. They were voting weeks before Election Day on these machines. That's something I hadn't encountered.
Right. Hundreds of thousands of direct recording electronic voting machines, people call them DRE for short, are already going into use all over the country. Paperless touch screens, which are being used in the California recall election in some areas, they are one kind of DREs. Other kinds use switches or dials instead. But the basic idea here is that they record your vote into computer memory.
Well, there's good and bad about everything. That must be the case with this technology as well.
People are concerned, a number of technology experts are concerned that electronic voting systems are open to vulnerabilities that the e-voting manufacturers haven't really addressed thoroughly yet. And probably the most often voiced complaint is about the lack of an auditable paper trail, the lack of a way to go back and recount the votes if there's evidence of a computer malfunction or, worse yet, some kind of deliberate tampering with the voting process.
So you can't go back and check and say, wait a minute, that it can't be that all these votes went one way?
Well, if the system doesn't include some kind of a printed ballot at the end of the process or some sort of paper trail that can be that can be checked after the fact, the answer is yes. And that could potentially open the system to just a frightening array of lawsuits and controversies that would dwarf anything that ever happened in Florida.
Do the people who are working on this think that the ultimate answer is going to be, at least for those who want to do it, a kind of an online voting? Will you be able to vote on the internet and not even bother going down to the polling place?
Quite possibly, but critics say that online voting is potentially the most vulnerable of all and open to the greatest degree of risk. But just next year, thousands of voters who live abroad or serve in the military are going to be voting online in what is this country's biggest internet voting experiment yet. It's called the Secure Electronic Registration and Voting Experiment. It's a $22 million program run by the Pentagon. If it goes off without a hitch, we might see internet voting much sooner than any of us anticipated.
Shani Jardin writes on technology for Wired News. She's co-editor of the technology blog, boingboing.net. Shani, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.